Welcome to the Jamoti Podcast. We are all surrounded by amazing coaches and leaders. So let's get an inside look at not just what they do, but how they do what they do. After all, becoming the best versions of ourselves is Jamoti, just a matter of doing it. Coaches, the Jamoti Podcast is powered by Shoot 360. The future of basketball has arrived in Dallas-Fort Worth. Shoot 360 combines the latest sports technology with the fundamentals of basketball skill development. The result is a one-of-a-kind video game-like basketball program designed to improve your shooting, dribbling, and passing. Visit shoot360dfw.com to learn more and register for your free one-hour workout evaluation. Shoot 360, the future of basketball is here. I'm impressed that you know the verbiage. I hear things on the quarter that's fire. So I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I know. So, Coach, I don't try. And, man, I want to let you know how much I appreciate just your willingness to share the culture and the activities that you do to create that. Because you're right on the money. It's not just one meeting. It's not just one time. It's all of those things that you just talked about wrapped up is culture. And a lot of us coaches, we do different things. I wrote down a couple notes, though, about one is the empowerment piece. I was guilty of for years. I directed for PGC. So Shape, S-C-H-A-P-E. I loved it. I took it home back here and I forced it on the players. Yeah. And then I wanted to incorporate Jamoti into it instead. So I forced that. And then I got to the point realizing that, like, I'm the only one who cares about what this means. So we talked about with our coaching staff and with our players, what are the words we actually say? What are the things we use? What do we really care about? And then every year allowing them to choose pieces of it. So has that something that you've always done or is it something that you just picked up recently?
I am very blessed to lose, because when I was losing, I was growing way more than when I win, because I was really getting into what offense fit these kids. I know more about offenses than the ones I even run, because I needed to know what fit best for my kids.
Yeah.
And so when you talk about, like, just I had to change stuff. So I start researching, like, how do you build better teams? What are corporate doing that's relevant to college coaches or high school coaches? And just how do you get max out of kids? I bought a book one time. We're studying just kids, young people, and it interesting, and I think this is about 5 or 6 years ago, but the book talked about, like, the San Francisco 49ers. This is the NFL. They had 2-hour meetings every day. Boom. Those meetings went to 3 hours. You know why they went to 3 hours? Because every 20 minutes, they had to give them a break to get on social media. They had to give them a 20-minute break to go to social media, because that is what was driving their players. Wow. So I had to study this generation, like, what are their interests? So now I go to practice. That's why I got into social media. Like, they're more concerned with that. And rightfully so. Bro, I'm old. I got my information 3 times a day, morning, 5 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. Like, that was it. These kids get information 24/7.
Yeah.
And so to ask them just to break off all the time and be done, like, that's not fair to what they're raised. And so I had to learn what they needed. And so that's how the social media piece comes up. It's to the point where, like, learning from them, learning who they are, helped me coach them. And so we put a board up, everybody's name in the locker room. And every morning after we finish athletics, you get to give a like, a star next to somebody's name. They get a like. So one player can get 5, like, every player gets 1 person a like. So guys is busting their tail, showing up, they get like, boom, boom. They might get 5 likes today.
That's good.
And so, but then the kids, that's what they're tied to, visual appraise, public appraisal, boom.
Do you let them know, like, do you guide what you're looking for with the likes? Because, I mean, you want to get away from, I'm just going to give my best friend a like every day. And really, in my mind, it would be like, here are some of the things we're looking for. Or is it just the culture pieces that you already have in place, that's what they're drawn to seeing.
It's it becomes very obvious that they do it. But in the same token, am I telling you I trust you if I, am I showing you that I trust you when I have to tell you not to do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I tell them, like, there's nothing like you telling your friend, bro, you ain't working hard today. Like, there, that's, or who are you in this for? And if you're in that, it shows up when you're giving it to your buddy. And every day when the guy's chalking it up, who's, we know who's giving them. We give it to you if that's what you want. But if you two are the only one giving one, to each other, and somebody else is giving Paul seven, it's still, you still can't win.
Yeah.
Like, it's, there's, and really believe, like, the weak will get choked out in our culture. Because if you're not real, then a kid's going to say, man, you keep giving, because they over here. It's not like we do a private poll. Who's you got? Who's you got? Who's you got? Because we're trying to get in and out. So
put your, put your name in the hat. Put your name in the hat.
So it's literally like, if you say it out loud and you keep doing it, somebody's going to say, when we walk away, they're going to be like, bruh, why you doing that? He, like, they'll call each other on it.
Yeah.
It, in the culture, and that's what the culture is. And like, so we talk about empowerment. That's empowerment itself. Like, yo, here it is. And so we do that, and that's always been a big thing. We don't really post it, but it, they walk in the locker room, they see, they start looking. And after about 3 weeks, somebody's row is this long, somebody's row is about that long. And it's like, wow. And I blow it up on a big board so we can put those little stars on it. And it's, so that's
just, I love that.
We call it Star Wars, whatever.
Star Wars. As a Star Wars fan, I love it even more. But no, that's good. And I, another thing you kept, you said it a few times, is about their stories. Man, I'm so guilty of focusing on their story as a basketball player, their story with their skill, their story with their shot, their story with how they fit into our program. But I try to do with some 10-minute meetings throughout the year, and have some questions kind of, you know, on a one-on-one, some questions set up to get to know their stories more. But I love just how intentional you are to connect to that part of their lives, because ultimately it's that Don Meyer quote, they won't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I think you're doing a great job of that.
Yeah, well, I tell them this, they're part of my retirement plan. They don't know it. I tell them I'm getting me a Winnebago and I'm driving up, staying a couple of days, plugging up to their house, and I'll pull two doors down to their buddy. But I won't pay any bit. So I'm going to treat y'all all real well. So y'all will look. Oh, babe, coach coming over this week. You got to take care of him. Feed him steaks and lobsters, baby. So now we have good jokes and fun, but they know I care, even when they're mad at me. If I mess up, I go in the locker room. I say, that was on me. Or I'll say, hey, that's on me. I need you to get me back, because I'll see a jump. I think I get a jump in a game and we blow it. Hey, keep playing. That was on me. Let's go. You bail me out. You my family too. Let's go. And we just play to that. Like,
yeah,
I need you like you need me. I'm not big. Like, and that's, we just even, man. We're just even.
You talk.
And this place allowed me to be even.
Yeah. You mentioned about, I love the story of the guy that didn't finish out through the program, but came back around. And I think that's an encouraging story that coaches need to remember here, is not just our best players, the ones we spend the most time with, but we're planting seeds in all of those in our program. And even when in those moments where you feel like, you know, it's on dry ground and nothing's growing, nothing's happening, they're tuning me out, they're not listening, he's got to keep believing that those seeds are being planted. You and I don't know when it's going to come back around, but the belief, I think, that keeps us going is that for stories like that, I've got a few stories from McKinney High School, and then even some here. You know, coach, it's those coaching paychecks that you get when you get a text from a player that you thought, man, just never got it, and all of a sudden he's in college. He's like, coach, I get it. Like that's a big reason why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah. And that's it. And like that same kid, he owns this landscaping company. You got to go to work for him. Like, you, like, he, he knows what it's like. He's been held accountable to the standard. It's his expectation of his employees now to do it a certain way.
Yeah.
So, you know, and now he's responsible for a wife and kids. So that's a better family because of trying to make a man. So
thank you for checking out today's episode. Please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast, share it with your fellow coaches, and find us on social media for what's coming up next on the Jamoti Podcast. It's just a matter of doing it.